There have been 21 Omicron cases now in India, which have been reported in Maharashtra and in Rajasthan combined. This is now getting to be a real worry as we try and learn more about this latest strain of COVID. So 21 Omicron cases, can India stem this surge? So let's just try and bring you a few graphics, a few details before we go to our panel on what exactly we are looking at. So let's take a look at that situation first in Maharashtra. Let's bring up those graphics on Maharashtra to give you an idea of what exactly is the situation over there. So in Maharashtra, there have been, as a result of travelers coming into the state, there has been an increase in the numbers. So here's what I have for you. 6 cases in Pimpri Chinchwad, 1 in Pune. 6 of a family have tested positive for an Omicron variant. 3 out of 6 family members had come from Nigeria. A 47-year-old man in Pune has tested positive for Omicron. The patient had traveled to Finland last month. All 7 patients are stable. That's the best news thus far. If there's a silver lining, it is that. In Jaipur, 9 Omicron cases. 9 of a family have tested positive. Some of them, these family members, had returned from South Africa. All 9 patients have been admitted to hospital. All contacts are being traced and tested. Well, joining us now, we've got 2 great guests, Dr. Sudhir Bhandari, member of the State Advisory Board of the Rajasthan Government for COVID, and Dr. Rahul Pandit, member of the National Task Force and the member of the Maharashtra COVID Task Force. Thank you both very much for being with us. Dr. Bhandari, let me come to you first. This family of 9 who've tested positive for Omicron, when did they return from South Africa, sir? And has the government been able to complete the tracing, the contact tracing of whoever they may have met? Sir, I think you're on mute. You're on mute, sir. You need to unmute yourself.
In fact, the strength of our COVID management program in Rajasthan is a trace, track, and the treat.
Yes.
The moment a week before, these 4 foreigners who arrived from South Africa, and though they tested negative in their own country, but we retested them, and immediately we kept under observation and quarantine, and today their genome sequencing confirmed that they are Omicron positive. These people came in contact with around 35 people, and all were traced, all were tested, and 5 of their contacts were also found to be Omicron positive today. These were already under quarantine, under observation, and under treatment. In fact, these 4, which has been found to be Omicron positive on genome sequencing, they are practically in recovery mode. They are practically asymptomatic and they are near normal with the 5 days of treatment.
So Dr. Bhandari, just trying to understand, 9 is the total number of people, 4
yes.
from the family and 5 contacts, right?
Yes, yes.
And you've traced all of them.
Yes.
And all of them are more or less okay. The symptoms are mild.
Yes, yes.
Were they vaccinated, sir, in their country?
Yes, in fact, they were vaccinated in their country, and they were vaccinated, but even then they had symptoms, and in spite of that, they contracted the reinfection, and that could be one of the reasons that they had a mild to moderate symptoms only.
Right. Let's just take a look at the Maharashtra situation. Dr. Pandit, 6 cases in Pimpri, Chinchwad, 1 in Pune. 6 of a family have tested positive for the Omicron variant. 3 out of the 6 members had come from Nigeria. So, again, sir, A, were they vaccinated, members of this family? And B, have you been able to trace the contacts, you know, whoever they met?
Yes, so I think this overall response, not just of Maharashtra, but of the country, if you look at Vishnu, it is a very, very reasonably better public health response than what we have seen in the last year or so. I think within no time in the last 7 or 8 days, people have been isolated. Measures have been put at the airport to isolate these passengers who are coming from the high-risk countries. And we are now getting genome sequencing reports at a much faster rate than what we were ever getting. So I think similar things have been done in Maharashtra. We are testing and tracing the contacts. I think the contact tracing has already happened. And samples are basically awaited for all the people who have come in contact with these 7 individuals in Pune. I don't have the latest number as of this evening, but this was somewhere in the the early evening that I actually got to know about that. So I would still wait probably for the exact numbers to come, that how many contacts have been isolated to be awaiting their results as sure. of now. But I am very happy with the way the public health response has been. I honestly, as a doctor, it assures us that people are being screened, even though they have come before the Omicron variant was actually detected. We are actually looking at the passengers coming right from 1st of November into the country and doing a testing and tracing for their contacts who have come in their contact.
Dr. Bhandari, what is the condition of these individuals who have tested positive?
Yes, they are improving. They did have mild symptoms 4 days before when they came to us. And standard COVID protocol, we applied them in the treatment management, their isolation. In fact,
would you call this mild disease, sir, in your medical terminology?
It was a mild to moderate disease, and they are responding well. Yes.
Okay. Dr. Pandit, in the case of this family, who'd come from Nigeria, 3 of the 6 family members, what is the state, the level of their disease?
I think all of them are asymptomatic except one. One has got some mild symptoms. So that's again the silver lining. I think most of them are showing only mild disease, if at all we have to be worried about at the moment. But Vishnu, I don't know what stage of illness are they. So I still need to get to understand how many days of symptoms they had before, and are we in the first week or are we in the second week of the disease? It looks like that we have progressed from the first week to the second from timelines, but I need to have a confirmation on that.
So if that is the case, Dr. Pandit, that means the worst would be over in terms of the symptoms increasing, right? So that's
correct.
What you're hoping for at this stage. Let's hope
that's
that,
right.
that's the case. You know, Dr. Pandit and Dr. Bhandari, any of you can answer this. I know we can't get ahead of ourselves, but the fact is that quite a few people, 21 across these two states, the symptoms are mild, along the lines of what's been said outside the country. So that gives us hope. Any one of you?
Yeah, in fact, I must tell you, we are one of the countries where the vaccination drive has been very intense. Almost 90%+ people have taken single vaccine, and 50%+ people have taken second vaccine. All the medical literature confirms that this vaccination may definitely protect people from severe critical illness. Although there are certain issues with Omicron, that there is a reported increased transmissibility, there could be possibility higher viral load or reinfection, but those who are doubly vaccinated definitely will protect them for critical and severe illness. Okay. Only the concern is that so far in South Africa also, it has been less symptomatic, younger people have been affected more, and critical presentations have been less. So in our country, with almost fast vaccination drive,
yeah,
we can be hopeful that this variant of COVID-19,
I'm just interrupting you now because I'm completely out of time on this program. Unfortunately, we'll talk about this again, but this is good news so far in terms of how they are recovering and the extent of their illness. Out of time, we need to take this short break.